Is it recording? Hi, everyone, and welcome to Database and Methods, a cyber seminar series hosted by VIREC, the VA Information Resource Center. Thank you to CIDR for providing technical and promotional support. On the next slide, you'll see that Database and Methods is one of VIREC's core cyber seminar series. It focuses on helping VA researchers access and use VA databases. Slide 3 shows the series schedule for the year. Sessions are typically held on the first Monday of every month at 1 p.m. Eastern. More information about this series and other VIREC cyber seminars is available on VIREC's website, and you can view past sessions on HSR's VIREC cyber seminar archive page. On the next slide, you'll see a quick reminder for those of you just signing on. Slides are available for download, and this is a screenshot of a sample email you should have received today before the session, and in it you will find a link to download the slides. Before I introduce our speaker today, we're going to do just a few poll questions to get to know our audience better. So, poll question number one that we have will be showing up. All right. So the first poll question, what is your primary role in projects using VA data? Answer options are investigator, PI, COI, statistician, methodologist, biostatistician, data manager, analyst, or programmer, project coordinator, or other. And if you select other, please describe your job title using the chat function. And it looks like most of the responses have come in, so we're going to go ahead and close that poll, and I will read the responses. The answers are 15% selected investigator, PI, COI, 5% selected statistician, methodologist, biostatistician, 14% selected data manager, analyst, or programmer, 12% selected project coordinator, and 14% selected other. Some of those other answer options were program specialist, IRB liaison, occupational therapist slash rural scholars fellow, development engineer, and project slash data desired to track caregivers at DOD. Caregiven at DOD, apologies. And the next poll question we have, how familiar are you with VIREC, its products, and its services? The answer options are, you're a frequent user, you are familiar with it and use sometimes, you are aware of it but have never used it, or you are not familiar at all until today. And it looks like most of those answer options have come in, so we're going to go ahead and close out the poll and I'll read the responses. We have 4% are frequent users, 8% selected familiar and use sometimes, 19% are aware of but have never used, 23% not at all familiar until today. And we have just one more poll question to get through. So the question is, how long have you been working with VA data? The answer options are, I haven't really, I'm brand new to this. 1 year or less, more than one, less than 3 years, at least three, less than 7 years, at least seven, less than 10 years, 10 years or more. And the answer is there, 16% are brand new to this, 9% 1 year or less, 11% more than one, less than 3 years, 12% at least three, less than 7 years, 4% at least seven, less than 3 years, 6% 10 years or more. So I want to thank our attendees for filling out those questions. It does help us to get to know you a little better. And now I would like to introduce our speaker for today. Today's session is titled Meet VIREC, the Researcher's Guide to VA Data, and will be presented by Dr. Maria Soden. Maria Soden is the director of the VIREC Information VA Information Resource Center, known as VIREC, where she leads center operations and strategic development to support effective use of VA data for research and quality improvement. As PI of the ORD Strategic Initiative for Research and EHR Synergy, known as OSIRIS, she also leads an ORD-wide team in advocating for research and data user needs during VA's transition to the new federal EHR. Dr. Soden has a PhD from the University of Michigan School of Information and is currently an affiliated researcher at the University of Illinois School of Information Sciences. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Maria now. Dr. Soden?
Great. Thank you for that introduction, Molly. Glad to be here today. Glad you all could make it. As Molly mentioned, I'm going to talk about Virect today. And I know I was paying attention during the polls, so I noticed that a fair number of you either don't know much about Virect or don't know anything. So you are in the right place. All right, so the goal for our session today is really to give you an overview of Virect. And in the course of doing that, I will talk about our products and our services, and I'll talk a little bit about VA data more generally. But if you want to hear more about VA data, make sure you tune in to next month's cyber seminar, where I will be giving an introduction to commonly used databases in the VA. All right, so I'm going to start by talking about what is Virect. So Virect's mission is to support the effective use of data by VA's analytic community in order to transform veteran health and healthcare as part of the learning health system. So we've been funded for about 25, 26 years now by first HSR&D and now ORD to be a resource to researchers and help them to use VA data effectively. Our vision is ultimately to create a community of informed researchers who can use data effectively to improve veteran health and healthcare. And how we do that is, I think the best way to show is through our strategic goals for this 5-year period. So as part of our role as sort of data ambassadors, data guides, we learn a lot about the data that's available in VA and its use, and we try to not only provide services to the field, but we also work within ORD and health systems research and query to provide leadership and expertise about VA data and to kind of advise on data-related issues. We work similarly to kind of strengthen the overall capacity of ORD and the organization for data use because it is so essential to VA's learning health system. We, at the kind of heart of what we do, is we provide factual and evaluative information about veteran data to inform its use across the project life cycle. So I really will unpack quite a bit, giving you an overview of our resources. This is really kind of our bread and butter of what we do. We also work to cultivate relationships across the community to help increase how much data is available for research use, to kind of raise its visibility and improve its accessibility to the research and QI community. We also have an additional project that I'm not going to talk too much about, but there are other cyber seminars to hear more about this. Virect does steward the VA CMS data for research. So we have a large project that maintains this the data that comes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid and then oversees its use by the research community. So how we do this, how do we meet these objectives? We'd like to talk about sort of a continuum of initiatives that we have that support research data needs. So I talked about data knowledge and documentation as our kind of bread and butter. Obviously, that knowledge isn't really going to do anything all by itself. So we have a very large effort to disseminate information and provide education to the field. We provide sort of more personal or customized support through our help desk and our knowledge sharing communities. And as I mentioned before, we work within the sort of very sprawling and large VA data ecosystem to forge relationships that will help assist with the use of data. We work also behind the scenes on helping to make data available and working on policy around accessing it. We actually provision and oversee the use of the CMS data. And then we also run VA RedCap, which is VA's in-house tool for data collection and management. So that's the brief snapshot. I'm going to go into talking about how we support VA research and data use. So this is really the meat of the presentation here. And I'm going to probably go through a lot of information. Depending on where you're at in your VA data journey, some of it might seem a little more foreign, but this is really meant to be kind of that overview kind of tour of the resources that are available through VIREC when you're using data in the VA. So at the core of it, we help the data user. And we like to think about this as a series of processes that you're going through where we can align our resources to. So you might need to just navigate or understand the data landscape. There's probably a point in your project where you'll want to get ready to use the data, where you need to request it. You need to think about how you're going to analyze and work with it. You might want to dive more into the data. So you project managers out there, I mean, sorry, data managers out there, maybe project managers too, for all I know, are really needing to think kind of deeply about the data and what they mean to make sure they are aligned to answer the question at hand. And then in general, you'll need to keep up with the data. So that means that kind of like being able to kind of keep that awareness of how the data is changing, and what the resources are for figuring out how to use it. So I'm going to start with navigating the data landscape. So, and I've just pulled out a few activities that you might do or questions you might ask as you're starting to kind of think about using VA data. So you might need to know where to go, what data are available to you. If this is my question or my topic, how do I approach it using the VA data? And where can I get a little more depth of information about data and its use? So thinking about where to go, I'm going to talk a little bit about the VIREC supported websites. So the one I just flashed up on the screen there is our internet site. So this is our public facing site. You can get to it even if you're not on the network. It has links to our cyber seminars and our archive. It has an overview of what we do and our various streams of activity. And then anything sort of publicly available in terms of publications or events coming up. What it doesn't have is it doesn't have our products. So most of the products live over here on the intranet site behind the firewall. So the intranet is available on only from the VA network. This is where you'll see sort of the most robust kind of data knowledge stores. And all of our products and resources hang off of this site. And then in the middle here, I put up the VHA Data Portal. And the VHA Data Portal is a collaborative effort that VIREC runs along with several other data stakeholders and resource centers. And the point of the portal is to bring together information from across the VA around VA data. So this is also available on the network only. It's an intranet site. It has information about data sources that are available, how to access them, what kind of tools are there. And it really tries to start doing that kind of collection of information about data. We are in the middle right now of a transition where we are giving this data portal site a makeover, and that and it will be sort of rebranded as the Data Knowledge Hub. So we'll have the same great information and resources it has now, but we'll also have some new functionality that will make it even easier to use, more usable from a real user-centered perspective. So it will have a robust search and filter so that you can find information quickly and easily. And we'll have a built-in connection. It will host our knowledge sharing forums where people who use data can talk peer-to-peer about their experiences, ask questions, respond to other people's questions. So we're really excited about launching this new site. We think it will be a nice step forward to continuing to pull resources together so that there's not quite so much hunting and looking around for information about data. So now, since we're in the present, I'll go back to the portal. And this is a really good place to start if you want to know what kinds of data are available to you. So you see that I've highlighted this data sources tab at the top of the portal homepage, and that that brings a drop-down list with a lot of sources that are centrally available through the VA. And there are many different kinds. Definitely come back next month and I'll give an introduction to what are some of the most commonly used ones and where the data comes from and where there are resources for using it. You can get to the data portal through the link on this page, and you will be provided with the slides. You can also get there from the VIREC homepage on the intranet, using the button that you see here, the Gateway to Data Resources with the key. So sometimes if you looked at that list, it's not really always readily apparent what topics the data address or what's in this particular set of data. So the question might come up then, I have my research question, I have the investigation I want to do, how do I figure out what data is going to be most helpful to me? So VIREC does maintain a library of topic pages. So these are pages that focus in on specific topics. You can see the list over on the right there, everything from like, how do you understand death dates that are available in VA data to pharmacy data, patient satisfaction. So we compile these resources along with experts in the field who are using data in these areas and who are focusing on some of these concepts in their own research, as well as the offices that own and contribute to these data. And you might say, are there presentations? And I'm so glad you asked, because there are a number of cyber seminar series like this one that VIREC hosts to present about data. The one you're in now is Database and Methods. This is our basic series that introduces the data and goes on to explore different topics as we go through the fiscal year. And then we have some other cyber seminars that focus on specific things. Like, so we have a whole mini series that talks about accessing and applying to use data. We have another series about using the corporate data warehouse, because it's big and requires some finesse to use it across its many domains and tables. We have a series that we host in conjunction with the QUERY program, the Quality Evaluation and Research. I'm not going to get the acronym right. Sorry, guys. But that's called using data and information systems in partnered research. So that focuses on work people have done with an operations partner. We have a series focused specifically on the EHR transition, as well as a series that talk about the CMS data and about good data practices in general, kind of some of the best thinking from the field about how do you manage your data as you go along through project. So these are just some of our upcoming cyber seminars. There, if you click on the link to register, you'll see more in-depth decision or descriptions of the topics. But just to kind of give you an idea of the variety across the series. So the next category of activity I'm going to talk about is getting ready to use the data. And again, I've kind of pulled out a few questions in this area. So how do I get to the data? It's a good question. Not always obvious if you haven't worked with VA data before, but there is no place where you can just go and dive in. So you have to apply to access it. You might want to know how do you get that Medicare and Medicaid data that I mentioned that VIREX stewards, and there's a process for that as well. Once you have data, you might want to think about how do I actually like really get started and figure out to use it, especially the corporate data warehouse. There's a little bit more of a learning curve there than with some flat data sets. It's a relational database. It's rather complex, but it's definitely doable. Thousands of research projects use it every year. And you might have some primary data that you want to collect as well. So access information for the data is going to be available again through our friend, the VHA Data Portal. There is a right next to the data sources tab, there is an access tab that takes you to some overview information about access, which in the VA is determined which processes you use and what authority you're operating under to get access to data depends on the end use of the analyses. So there's different processes for operations use of data, research use of data, data that you're looking at just to prepare for a research project. The pages under data access will talk more about what the requirements are, how they differ across different sources. And I'd like to highlight, so we used to have a session in this series on data access right after mine. I'd like to just highlight that we now have a new series just breaking down some of those topics. This is advertising some of the sessions in this series. You can always either register or ones that have passed, you can go to the archive, and those are both linked from this slide as well. Oh, yeah. All right. Medicare, Medicaid data, and as well as data from the U.S. Renal Service is available through the VA CMS Data for Research Project at VIREC. And so it has its homepage, it's a sub-site from the VIREC site, and there's all kinds of information there about that data specifically and how you request it and what the rules are for using it. So if you're going to try to tackle using the CDW data, which there's probably a few things you need to think about. One is like which pieces of the CDW data do you need to use, but you also might need access to some information about how you actually work with it. So it is a SQL database. Usually you use SQL Server Management Studio and managing that data. And we do have a series of recorded cyber seminars that we try to keep updating on a regular basis about how to do various things from sort of beginner level SQL up to more intermediate SQL skills, but intertwined with a knowledge about how the data warehouse itself is structured. We also have quick peek videos, which are short videos that demonstrate how to do various activities, particularly around using the corporate data warehouse data. If you need to collect primary data, you do have an option to see if VA Red Cap meets your needs. Red Cap is an open source data collection and management software, and Virect does run the VA's instance of it. So that information is available from our website, and the is also linked here. All right, so here we get into some of the most meaty of Virect products. This is when services too. So this is when you're actually diving into the data. You really want to make sure you know what it means, which data you're actually using. CDW has, thousands and thousands of columns of data, and you'd want to make sure that you're selecting the most appropriate one for your research question, and then that you know what there is to know about using that. You have a starting point maybe for some methods for using it and how you're constructing your analytic data set. And you might need additional, more customized help. So I'm going to start with the data documentation for CDW. So Virect produces a lot of documentation for the corporate data warehouse domains. There are about 90 domains, I think, overall. And we produce fact books for the most commonly used ones. So this is a look at our fact book page that lists our fact book library. I think actually this is even a little outdated, and we have more now. But again, these books really document what's in the data domain. So there's one per domain. The ones with the green covers are CDW data. The ones with the blue covers also incorporate the Millennium data, or the data from the new EHR. And then you can just see from my little snapshot of the pages that it's organized in parts that give you a context for where this data has come from, what the tables and the columns mean, and what you can expect to find there. And then also take you through how to link tables from the tables in this domain, how to do linking in a way that will help you get to your analytic data set and the answers to your questions, and some sample SQL code that you can use to really start looking at the domain. If you want to get a little more in depth and methods, Virect also does have products that focus in a little bit more on some of the technical aspects of using VA data. So I'm going to highlight here our Researcher's Notebook series. So this is the series that Virect produces based on our use of the data, or based on the field's use of data, and it kind of focuses in on a particular topic based on somebody's experience with using it. So this is a partial list of our fact book library. You can see we have many multi-authored products here. They are not necessarily like best practices for all questions, but I think what's really nice about them is that they give an idea of how to approach a certain activity that you might be doing in the data. So, for instance, this Researcher's Notebook issue focuses on exploring the procedure and diagnosis data in the CDW and the relationships between them. So again, we try to break it up. So there, it's really, but in the researcher's notebook, it's more of a stepwise process that our data users have gone through and then documented for use in the field. This is just a different, slightly different flavor of the researcher's notebook. We do have a kind of a sub-series in here that focuses on data that's accrued through the new EHR. And these same thing, focus on a particular concept and try to do maybe a little bit of comparing of the legacy data versus the new data we're getting so that it starts to give you guides to how to use both together. We have data reviews that are a deeper dive to kind of evaluating the utility of data, talking about like what you'll actually find within the within a particular domain or table, and then doing that deep dive into how you kind of make sense of what it means and which parts you need to use. If you need more help, Virek does have a help desk. We can help either help you understand more about a particular question on data, or we can point you in the right direction if we don't know. So we have subject matter experts in-house. We also know a lot of people, so we do use that organizational knowledge to connect requesters to information and knowledge that they need about the data. Right. So in your regular life, maybe when you're not working on a project, you might want to just be able to keep up with what's happening about the data. So this is kind of this fourth area of Virek products that I'm going to talk about. So I'm highlighting the need to keep current with information about VA data and changes in it, how to connect with other users of VA data, and you might want to know about how this EHR modernization is impacting our data. So just to look at each of these and how you might go about finding resources to understand them in the Virek landscape. So for current information about VA data information systems, Virek produces a quarterly, I think moving towards monthly, data issues brief. And this is an HTML newsletter style publication with very short short items in it that talk about, give updates about things that are happening with the data. The data issues brief, this is a sample table of contents, also highlights relevant items of interest or events of interest related to data. So it could be conferences or conference submissions. It could be cyber seminars that are coming up. And we really try in the data issues brief to elicit information not only about what Virek's doing, but from our partners across the data ecosystem so that it gives a more complete picture of things that are happening and available. You also might want to connect with other users of VA data. So we do maintain an email-based community for asking questions and providing answers around the use of data. So oftentimes from desk, we'll send people here if they have a very specific nitty-gritty question that we can't quite get to the answer. It's a community of about 1,800 members who have opted in, and it really represents multiple perspectives across the data ecosystem. So everything from PIs to data managers, people like yourselves, As well as like the staff of resource centers or operations offices that own and curate data. And what you'll find here is that there's a lot of hands-on experience shared, things that maybe aren't documented because of their detail or their historical lens needed to approach them. So a lot of answers come up to some more specific questions, or if someone's struggling with trying to understand a pattern in the data, you'll see a lot of community talk addressing that too. Over on the right side of the screen, you'll see my little advertisement. We are in the process of creating an online venue as like the 2.0 version of the HSR Data Listserv. And that's just a little screenshot of a prototype, but basically illustrating some of the more cool features that we think will be helpful as people are exchanging information with each other. Making those conversations more searchable and more visible. All right. And surely you want to know about the impact of EHR modernization on VA data. And as Molly mentioned right in the very beginning, I do have another hat besides VIRAC. And VIRAC also has a work stream generating quite a bit of documentation about the new data from the federal EHR. So we have developed resource pages that talk about the modernization in general and what we anticipate it might mean for data, as well as a lot of FAQs and resources for learning more about the new data. And if you're really curious, maybe not as much about data, but about what clinical research will look like in the new federal EHR. We did just recently give a cyber seminar on that. That is, and the archive is linked here, just on the work that the OSIRIS group is doing to help make the new record usable for clinical research. All right, I'm coming into the end of my information here. But the last thing I like to talk about is how can you collaborate with VIRAC or provide feedback on our products? So our help desk is the best way to reach us. You can send any question you have there. It is human monitored. It's accessible via a REDCap form. That form is linked all over our website, as well as throughout this presentation in different places. So it's a great venue to provide feedback, whether it's for on specific products, things you want to see more of. And it's a way to start talking to us if you want to collaborate too. So a lot of the products that I talk about, we do try to work with the field on. There are always opportunities if you have a thought about something you want to publish from your work or your experience, there are opportunities to collaborate. So there's that help desk link again. And there are some bonus slides at the end here that just provide links to some of the things that I talked about here today, the resources VIRAC has, and as well as some links to other resources around the data ecosystem. So my advertisements, more information about the new federal EHR, and then more links to data resources. So, and with that, I'm going to thank you for your time and open it up for questions. Molly, do we have any audience questions today?
Thank you so much, Dr. Soden. We do have some questions that have come in. The first one, how long does an IRB like that take? And is there general guidance for that process?
So I think the length of time that it takes to have an IRB request processed is pretty dependent on the intricacies of the project as well as your local IRB. So IRBs are localized in the VA. You'd really have to talk more with your Associate Chief of Staff for Research about how to make sure that you're up on the best ways to work with your IRB as well as your Research and Development Committee.
Thank you. The next question we have is, are we able to access the database to reach out to veterans for qualitative surveys, for example, women health patients for patient experience?
So there is contact information available in some parts of the corporate data warehouse. You'd have to again make sure that you were had IRB approval to use that information. The VA does provide additional information, I think, through the ORD website about some of the regulation and policy around contacting veterans for research studies. Next question.
Thank you. That's actually the final pending question at this time. So I just once again want to plug our next presentation. It's going to also be presented by Dr. Soden, as well as one of our associate directors, George Allen. And that is going to be an introduction to commonly used VA databases. And that is taking place on Monday, November 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern. So we do encourage you to join that. You can sign up by going to Virex Cyber Seminar page, or you can go to the HSR upcoming cyber seminars catalog and sign up there. And with that, I am going to ask our attendees to please fill out the feedback survey that pops up on your screen when we close out the session. It's just a few questions, but it helps us to improve presentations already given, as well as you can submit ideas for other sessions that you would like to have provided. So once again, I want to thank CIDR. I'd like to thank our attendees for joining us, and a big thanks to Dr. Soden for presenting for us today. And this does conclude today's HSR&D Cyber Seminar.
Thank you, Molly. Thanks,
Thank
Whitney,
you.
and thank you, audience.